Hello again, and welcome to the Orwell Astronomical Society podcast for July 2013. Well, here we are in midsummer, and we're in the middle of the noctilucent cloud season, very high ice crystals that may be seen an hour just before or just after sunrise or sunset. Look out for blue glowing clouds in the half-light sky. This month the moon is new on the 8th, and full again 14 days later on the 22nd of July. So the best time to look at the moon with binoculars is when it is a crescent around the 3rd to the 13th of July. This is to allow the illumination of craters to be from the side rather than full on, which makes for much higher contrast viewing. All the planets are visible in July at one time or another, but Mars and Jupiter put on a pleasant little show when Jupiter gets very close to and then overtakes Mars in the northeast just after 4 o'clock in the morning from the middle of the month to the end. From the 25th to the 31st of July, these two planets are joined by Mercury in the same part of the sky. Venus is getting further away from the Sun this month, making it easier to see. The best time to see Venus is at the start of the month in the evening sky, around and just after sunset. It will be very bright in the west-northwest. Saturn continues to be the star of binoculars and small telescopes, but make the most of it as it will shortly be disappearing from view again. If you are a little more confident at finding planets, you can look out for Uranus and Neptune. These are best seen this month at about 2 a.m. in the morning in the southeast and south respectively. You'd best look at a sky guide for more detailed information. Now, July is not noted for its meteor showers. However, at the very end of the month sees the official start of the Perseids, although they don't really get going until August the 12th. Listen out for next month's podcast for more details of the many meteor showers in August. On to the constellations for July. Unfortunately, it doesn't get very dark this month, but when it does, July is a good opportunity to look for the unofficial arrangements of stars called asterisms. The most famous of these is the Plough, which is part of the constellation of Ursa Major, the Great Bear. Other asterisms include the House, the Kite, the Keystone, the Steering Wheel, the Circlet, and more famously, the Summer Triangle and the Square of Pegasus. Have a look in any star atlas, either online or in a book or magazine, to identify these asterisms and try to find them in the sky. I hope that this podcast has given you some ideas of what to look out for this month. There is plenty more out there to see, and I recommend that you look on the internet, astronomy magazines, or in an astronomy book or sky map to show you what else is out there and where to look for it. Another useful tool is a planisphere, which you can use to find out exactly what is overhead at any time and date of the year. These are readily available from any good bookshop. Listen out next month for August's highlights. Bye for now.